the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there was some sportsy stuff this weekend. So, let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Tyler Scott, the Legend. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 is the number. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch and catch a little action on the breaks, you may do that. It's twitch.tv/ESPN975. It's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. What's going on, Hoppin?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you, Freddy?
About the same.
Freddy the Falcon.
About the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Watched a lot of sport this weekend.
Watched sports match games, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun times.
Predictably, the Maple Leafs choked. So.
Oh.
After one of the most exciting finishes I've ever seen Friday night.
So now we're in the same boat, you and I.
Yeah. Yeah.
A bunch of choking dogs.
Again, it's pretty much every year. At least your guys win a playoff series.
Yeah, they do that sometimes.
Yeah, and usually they got to the finals.
They get to the final and then they lose. They did that twice.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'd take that. Just one playoff win. But I did that. Watched that that new Netflix movie, Arkansas, that came out this weekend.
Oh, I haven't even heard of Arkansas.
It's about a couple of drug dealers.
I you know what? Honestly, if I saw something called Arkansas, I'd probably turn away.
That's what I was going to do, and then I watched it. Had Vince Vaughn in it, John Malkovich, Liam Hemsworth, who I think is the second rated Hemsworth. Not really sure on Hemsworth rankings. Pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting much. And it had a kind of a Robert Rodriguez feel to it.
Ooh.
So I think you would like that. So did that, and then the only other thing I did this weekend is I started frisbee training with the dog.
And frisbee training.
Yeah, so training her to catch the frisbee, like for competition.
For competition.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're ever going to get that good. But
so in other words, you played frisbee with your dog.
Yeah. That, I mean, if you want to, gotcha. If you want to make it that simple.
I mean, when
you
want to
simplify
frisbee
things that
training.
Much. But hey, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, fine. I played frisbee with the dog. I'm training her. I'm trying to train her to be good at frisbee.
Okay.
So that's it. That was my whole weekend. And a little alcohol.
Does your old dog realize that you play favorites with this new dog?
The old dog just, she doesn't care. She just likes to sleep and wants to be left alone. But I don't really play favorites. I mean,
Fred,
Derby can't.
A lot of people don't realize you have an old dog because all you do is talk about the new dog and this dog. Well, I love this dog.
No, I got them. I love them both.
I don't think you do.
No,
did you have a favorite child or say that you loved them equally?
Probably.
Okay.
Everybody has a favorite child. They'll lie and say they don't. But.
Well, and you have a favorite dog.
No, well, I like them both the same. I really do. The old one's just, I mean, I do fun stuff with the little one because she's young and ready to have fun and likes chasing stuff and playing. The old one, you know, she just likes to lay her head on my feet occasionally. She has a tough time even getting up and down the stairs now. I'm getting a little worried about her. So is the Twitch not working? Because I'm not having any luck with it. And apparently nobody else is.
Oh, no. Well, I've watched Joel's show and Josh Ennis's show on Twitch. My guess is Tyler is doing something wrong in there.
Well, yeah, because
no, I just fixed it.
So you turned it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
By fixing it, you mean you did what you were supposed to do.
Well,
I thought,
are we supposed to leave it streaming throughout every show or are we stopping and starting?
I don't know. I don't know what the rule is. That's a question for the producers, I suppose.
I think he just leaves it going because people always comment that, hey, Josh is still in there whenever we're getting set up.
Well, then Nick stopped it, and I just started it. So
okay.
Should be fixed.
Yeah, it's up. We're just checking. What do you have going on this weekend?
So my older son is on the world tour of baseball tryouts, and it's been interesting, but also it's a giant pain in the ass. And he is he turned 13 on Friday, but he is going to play baseball with 14-year-old children, and the gap between 13 and 14 often includes mustaches, and I guess now the age where, like, there's kids that look like Tyler, and then there's my son.
Fuzzy chins there.
Yeah, so it's been, he gets out there, and with the 13-year-olds, he's a big 13-year-old. With 14-year-olds, he's, like, his height, he's not short, but he's not thick.
He hasn't had that voice lowering moment.
No.
Yeah, that'll happen. He'll be like 6'6".
Eventually, but right now he feels like he's at a little disadvantage. But that's what we did all weekend. He's tried out for like I think 6 or 7 teams.
So is it a matter where they offer
a
spot and then you guys have to go through and decide which one's the best?
He sifts through his offers. It's much like like college. You sift through your offers and say, you know what, this is a good fit for me.
Cool. Well, good luck with that. Are you close to the end of the
We're close the world tour? To the end. I think he's got one more tomorrow, and then it's decision time.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So, is he going to insult someone from the first base box and cause a brawl?
I don't think so. He doesn't like to... I don't even know what... I don't know what happened here because I don't know if the truth is that this guy said something about Lizardo's mama, but if so, that's a fun story, and I like that. I was hearing, in the Latin culture, those are fighting words. You talk about someone's mom. That's pretty much every culture. If you take things like that seriously, like if Tyler said something about my mom right now, I wouldn't go in there and try to throw hands with him. I would let him know
through the glass.
No, I would let him know that my mom listens to the show.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, and she thinks you're a punk bitch. But no, I wouldn't fight you over it. But apparently, if I were from Latin America, I would throw this chair right through the plate glass, and then I would try to choke the life out of you. I've on Astros Twitter once a lengthy suspension, which I don't really get. I mean, we've already seen Joe Kelly get suspended for sticking his tongue out, basically, for almost hitting someone and sticking his tongue out. Like, the Astros' goal, I think, is just to get enough players on other teams suspended that people forget that they suck right now, which a whole different conversation. I'm not forgetting. I'm watching this team, and they suck right now, and it ain't pretty at all. I don't know what the fix is, Fred. I don't know. Especially, I don't know what the fix is for Jose Altuve. He looks now it's gone into the field with him. I mean, he's a nightmare. He's got the Knobloch yips.
Yep.
It could be. You know, we've always talked about Altuve. Look at what pace he's on with like Pete Rose. I mean, this is a guy who I think. If he has a full, solid career, most people would say, he's going to finish top 10 in hits all time, which isn't, I don't think it's crazy to think that that's possible.
Nope.
Given the start that he's had. Right now, it looks like he's swinging a putt-putt club against somebody up there, you know, throwing ping pong balls. He's lost. And I don't know, I keep hearing, it's because everybody's putting this pressure on him because they're saying he couldn't do it without cheating. Maybe prove him wrong. I mean, that's what I would do. I think what you're doing now is not proving them wrong.
Well, I think whenever you're struggling like this, especially in this short season, it's going to be really heightened. He had a bad stretch last year, if you recall, too.
Right.
But I do think that some of it's in his head. And, yeah, that's we talk about baseball players are like that, especially when they start slumping. You hear everything. You read everything, whether you intend to or not. And I think it's bothering him. They're obviously just completely out of sync. The pitching's going to – I don't know.
Pitching's been okay, honestly, all things considered.
Been better than
if I had told you that Verlander would be dead, you wouldn't have a closer. You're pitching a bunch of rookies that you have no idea, and they open the roof on Lance.
Yeah.
If I told you all those things, you'd go, oh, boy, that's trouble. But overall, the Young Bucks have done a really good job. So, I mean, the pitching's not perfect, certainly, and it's not good enough to make up for – you know, the rest of their nonsense right now. But I would say pitching isn't, it's not what I would consider to be the problem for sure.
I think it's a little bit of everything. But the fact that your best guys are not very good right now, that's a bad sign.
That's not what these guys signed up for. That's not what especially once Verlander went out, we said, this team has to, they've got to change. They've just got to start clubbing the ball, and so far they've done the exact opposite.
Well, I'm not opting out on the Astros just yet.
I'm close, man.
But I am close because there's other stuff to watch.
Because guess what? The A's are good.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are good.
Right now, the Astros are not good.
Right.
They're not good at all. And I am opting out of Astros Twitter, though. Can I do that?
That's a wise move.
All right. Awesome. So, but yeah, to me, there's more interesting stuff going on right now.
What's interesting to you these days?
I'm more interested in
hockey.
Well, of course, that goes without saying. I'm more interested in the NBA than I thought I would be. I'm enjoying some of those games. And, yeah, I've got hockey. So between those two, and then, you know, there were some fights Saturday night I got to watch. Yep.
Black Beast in this hoe.
Yeah. Hey, he looked good, man. I think I know he'd been working on his endurance. Didn't need it. But, boy, he looked good.
Well, he had to survive a tough spot, and he passed the test. Very good.
So I don't really need baseball right now. And guess what? I realized this when I was writing my column for Thursday. If they actually start on time, the Texans opener is 4 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's going to be a big topic of conversation
yes,
today.
Yes, it is.
What's going to happen with football? And I've been saying college football, don't get your hopes up. And now it's starting to look more and more like, yeah, definitely don't get your hopes up. I would say bleak. Is that a word that would describe the current odds of college football happening?
There's a lot to get to with that. We'll do it when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. This is a family-owned company, and they are open for business. And you know what they're doing? They're doing things the right way during Corona times. They know they've got to keep you safe. They've got to keep their people safe. So they've added additional steps to make sure that safety is a big part of their process on consultations and installations. Everything from the best quality siding and windows, they've got everything. Call them today for a free consultation. Learn about the summer special, 30% off all windows, $2,500 off all full siding jobs. And that could save you, I mean, you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills with new windows. Just like that, these windows can pay for themselves. You want the best rate, you know who to call. Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Get that free consultation set up and learn more about those summer specials. Allstate Siding and Windows, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tyler, how'd you recover from that crap you had to drink Friday?
I don't remember eating at dinner, really. We ended up going over to a friend's house after that and playing some cards. Don't really remember that.
You're saying it's effective, if nothing else.
Well, and you're a trooper for doing that.
I had to be here early Saturday morning. I basically let the 8 o'clock hour, let that play like normal, and then I just tried to kind of just take it easy throughout John Clay Wolf that entire morning.
Oh, man. I was sick for a day and a half from that stupid tobacco vodka.
That wasn't good.
I could not get that taste out of my mouth, no matter what I tried.
But what was worse, Tyler, the pink payload or the menthol tobacco?
I didn't even take the menthol vodka.
You didn't drink any of it?
I took a sip of it, and that was 5 minutes after that pink payload thing, and I was just like, nope. And I spit it back out.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
Nick poured...
He poured you a man like a shot.
Quadruple shot, basically, yeah.
Poured with a heavy hand. Well, he knows you're a manly man, Tyler. Yeah. He didn't want to short you.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, good times.
But, yeah, we don't want to kill Tyler. So I don't know how we talked him into doing that, but it made for fun radio. People and made for great Twitch.
Oh yeah,
people loved it. So, and speaking of it, Captain Pope says the whole Fred is an old thing a bit. Fred isn't that old. No, but I am old. I don't make any bones about it. I don't act it. I try not to, but I'm 55.
Yes, it's a bit for the most part, but Fred is old.
But it's part of the show is that everybody makes fun of my age and how I look. So,
part of the show is everybody makes fun of everything.
Well, that's true. I know, but I'm good with it. Hey, can I do like a minute of hockey betting prices for people? I'm trying to get people some money here.
Okay.
I'm getting asked a lot. But okay, so I have a breakdown of the matchups with predictions on SportsMap. But as far as series prices, here's a couple that I'm looking at. Columbus plus 175 against Tampa. I like that one. I like the Islanders plus 140 against Washington. I'm looking for plus prices here. If you're willing to eat the juice, Boston minus 160 against Carolina. I'm not. The one that I was most excited about was I thought Calgary was going to be a significant dog to Dallas. Nope, they're minus 120, so I will not be playing Calgary. But that's at least two underdogs for you to play at plus 175 and plus 140. And if you're looking for a price to win the cup, I mean like a really big price, New York Islanders 25-1. I'd look at them, and I'd look at Calgary at 22-1. Now, I think...
Who all's still in?
We're down to 16. So it's Montreal, Philly, Columbus, Tampa, Islanders, Capitals, Hurricanes, Bruins in the East, Blackhawks, Golden Knights, Coyotes, Avalanche.
We're down to 16?
Yeah, Flames, Stars, and Canucks, Blues.
So we're down to 16 and both our teams are already out?
Yes. But here's the really weird thing about that. One of those teams might get the number one pick because when they did the first part of the draft lottery, one of the eight teams eliminated is going to get the number one pick in the draft.
Is there anybody worth a damn?
Yeah, there's this Canadian kid who's going to be in, you know.
Oh, I don't want any Canadians, so I'm good.
Can't win at hockey if you don't have Canadians, unfortunately. That's your problem. You got too many Americans and Swedes and Russians and Finns.
You did mention the Capitals are still in.
Capitals are still in. They're minus 160 against the Isles. Boy, I like the way the Isles are playing right now.
If I'm looking for a price for the whole thing, I'm taking the Capitals. I told you my strategy was I'm just taking the best players.
14-1 on the Caps. The reason I'm on the other side of this, you remember when...
Because you hate me.
No, it's not that I hate you.
Yeah, but kind of.
When the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, their coach was Barry Trotz. He is now coaching the Islanders. And
Barry Trotz, former Predator coach.
Yep.
Longtime Preds coach.
Yeah, so I'm really intrigued by them. For long shots, the Flames 22-1, the Islanders 25-1. Otherwise, I'd look at Philadelphia 11-2 or Vegas 13-2. I think those are the teams that are most intriguing.
What's Penguin number?
Penguin is out.
They're gone?
Yeah. They lost to Montreal.
Now, that's concerning. So the Penguins could get the number one pick.
Yeah.
So they could have Malkin, Crosby, and some new hotshot.
Yeah, Lafreniere.
Now that would suck.
Well, it would be...
I guess Malkin and Crosby are both...
Crosby's like 32. Malkin's getting pretty old. Yeah, they might be... That team might be done.
Okay.
As is.
Well, they lost to the Canadiens.
Yeah, that was... there were two 12-5 upsets. The Canadiens and the Blackhawks were the last two teams in there, and they both won their series.
Ugh, the Blackhawks have sucked all year.
Yeah, they barely got in, and then they beat the crap out of Edmonton. But it's a little tougher matchup. Vegas is for real, so... It's going to be fun. But anyway, just some bets for you guys. So now when everybody asks me, hey, who do you like to win this series? All I can do is go back and say, hey, go back and listen to the 415. Yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Pat in the 409 says, a recommendation. The hair is looking good, Fred. Stop with the hats. There's no reason for them. I still like hats, though. And especially in the summer, man. It's one thing I forgot about because it's been 20 years since I've had hair. If you grow your hair long in the summer, it's a pain in the ass to deal with. So
why do you think I just cut all mine off?
Yeah, sucks. Well, see, you can, and then you can grow it back. But
yours would grow back too, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's taken a year to grow it out like this.
Well, yeah, it takes a long time to grow hair out.
I know.
That part of your hair you could have grown the whole time.
Well, not really, because it was the back I could have, but that would have looked really ridiculous.
So then you're saying you would have had a sweet mullet. If you had done that.
Well, it would have been... No, I don't even know what you call it, but it would have been long in the back with, like, nothing on top.
It's called a skullet.
That's a skullet, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have looked hideous. Even
that's
even
like the Hulkster.
Me. Even for me. Yeah,
Hulk
well,
Hogan had that.
But Hulk can make that work. Look, I can't. So, do you want to get into the college football thing here?
Yeah, I guess we can. And we're getting... different reports from all over the place, but I think more and more it's starting to look like at least a majority of college football won't be played this year. I think there's some Southern conferences who are going to be battling to try and get this thing at least somewhat done, but it's starting to look like we're not going to have college fall. Even though the president did tweet today, play college football.
Well, we should listen to the president. I think that, well, I'm trying to be somewhat positive here. I still think there's a chance we have some college football. I really believe the SEC is just going to say, bleep you guys, we're going to play.
They might.
And then maybe that's where the AAC says, bleep you guys, we're going to play. And you get maybe four conferences. And maybe they're not the best ones. Maybe there's no Conference USA might wind up being your fourth best conference, but at least you'd have college football.
I'll say this. I was listening to John and Lance on the way in, and they were on different sides of this argument. But I tend to lean with John that this is a season where, you know, one of these smaller conferences like the AAC can get some attention that they wouldn't otherwise garner. And... They may not want to pass up on the opportunity. If they've got any kind of chance to play, they may want to do it.
Well, yeah, and I think it's especially with TV, better TV opportunities. Like the AAC gets some games on ABC, but if there's less competition, guess what? Those games move up to ABC, which moves more games up to ESPN1. That's better for them.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I could see them trying. And there's no. Just because there's an NCAA, there's no one there that can say, well, you guys
you're
can't
not allowed to. Yeah. Although they can say, well, you can't play a championship game if you only have 10 teams. I don't always know what the NCAA is allowed to stick their finger into and what they're not.
Yeah, but they allow the Big 12 to do it. So it's kind of hard to say, oh, well, you can't do it. I think, I'm trying to stay positive here because all the news has been really negative. It's like, oh, the Big 10's already voted against playing. I see almost no way the Pac-12 plays.
Yep.
And I hope this doesn't just split into political areas where certain states that are one color are playing football.
I mean, the president tweeted out today, play college football. You don't think that was... do you think he's like a massive college football fan, or do you think that there was some sort of ulterior motive there?
Didn't he go to the championship game last year?
I don't know. Maybe he did. Okay. But, do you think it's... I'm just saying, especially right now, dude's got a lot of stuff going on. If he didn't think it would help him to say play college football, do you think he would have taken the time to tweet that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm...
Now, here's the other question. If college football players were to kneel, would he still want them to play?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's the real question. That's when we get down to the brass tacks.
Yeah, I think that some people are going to try to make it work. Now, and we'll save this for next segment because we're already to the end of this one. And as AJ used to say, mark the tape on this because you'll never hear it from me again and you've never heard it before. I actually agree with something Mike Florio said.
Uh-oh.
First time ever that little weasel said something that made sense. So that's a radio tease.
All right. Boy, I'm actually excited about that. I got to tell you about Carbach. I'm excited about Carbach, too. Delicious, sweet, sweet Carbach. And if you're looking to have a tasty cold beverage at the end of the day, Carbach's the way to go. They've got they've got these party packs now. They've got the party pack with, like, the Crawford Bach. It's got some IPAs in it, and it's also got the Love Street. But they also have a full-blown IPA pack, which has Hopadillo, Rodeo Clown, Hop Tongue, and Light Circus all in one pack. Great way to try some new beers, find something that you like. Carbach's done a great job of making sure that the stores are stocked with their beer during the pandemic. And so when you go in, they're always going to have something for you. And they really do have something for everybody. So follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see the latest going on at the brewery. But make sure when you get out to a restaurant or if you get out to a grocery store, make sure you take home some Carbach.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz and carried on the college football conversation a little bit with the Twitchers on the break. And, I mean, a good question is what happens if individual teams in a conference want to play and the conference opts out? Like, I think it was Nebraska and Northwestern were the two presidents.
Nebraska and Iowa.
Iowa, okay.
Wanted to play.
Yeah. Would they be able to do that?
Yeah, Northwestern doesn't want to play. Northwestern doesn't want to play when it's not pandemic time. They're just like, oh, can we opt out of this season?
But, yeah, I could see happening is like, okay, SEC, ACC, maybe Big 12, maybe.
Maybe.
They all agree to play seasons, and then you get Conference USA and maybe, you know, the AAC, and you've got enough football. But if you don't, if you wind up canceling, this is a rarity for me. Mike Florio had a pretty good idea.
What's his idea?
His idea is that the XFL should play in the fall on Saturdays because it would give them you could basically do a bubble with the teams you have. There's a huge TV gap if there's no college football. And plus, guess what? If they cancel the college football season and Trevor Lawrence wants to play or somebody like that, you could actually get some high-profile college guys.
Why would Trevor Lawrence play?
If he wants to, he's going to be number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way he's playing.
Probably not, but, I don't know. The guy may want to play football. Well, some guys actually like playing football.
If he's that much of a moron, then I don't want to draft him onto my team anyway.
Yeah, well, your team's not going to be bad enough to get him. So
here's the problem with
not
that.
Not him, but certainly guys who want to improve their draft stat. Like, what if Joe Burrow didn't have last year? He wouldn't have been the number one pick.
No, he wouldn't have.
So I think there's some guys that might be interested in that. So you get better players than you would have gotten in the first place.
I think the flaw there may be, you know, you mentioned that they could do a bubble. It's not cheap to do a bubble. I don't know if the XFL has the funding to set up a bubble like the NBA has.
But all the travel's taken out of it. It's you're basically trading that cost for being in one place. And frankly, you know, I think the TV money you would get from no college football is going to offset that.
If you're talking about a bubble, you're talking about guys taking over hotels, that's not a cheap thing to do. I mean, the NBA taking over Disney, that's NBA money, and that's a pricey thing.
Yeah, but you're not talking about taking over all of Disney. You're talking about taking over the Hilton. I mean, it's not going to be as expensive. And I mean, you couldn't spend that much money. The NBA is you know, they're doing full-on luxury. And these guys aren't looking for the LeBron suite. You know, I think, and again, I think it would get some guys who were pretty decent names in college football that want to help their draft status. I like the idea. I don't know if you could pull it together this quickly. I think that's the problem.
So. I mean, I think in theory, it's a good idea. I think it would be tough to pull off.
I think it would be tough to, well, I don't know how tough it would be. I think pulling it together in time for like November, I bet you could do it.
If the XFL had the NFL's money, it wouldn't be a problem. That's why I don't understand why the NFL is already not planning ahead to this point. Like, why they're not already saying, okay, we need to be ready because eventually we're going to need to be in a bubble. I don't know why they, yeah. Like your old idea.
I gave them a great idea.
And you did.
Lance says no, so there.
And Lance works for the NFL, so they listen to Lance.
And somebody said, I think the NFL fills the Saturday void if there's no college football, would dominate the XFL. Yeah, but it's still not, I mean, there's still TV time there. You've got to replace basically five major conferences. How many games do we see on TV all day long for major conferences?
Tons.
Yeah, and you don't think you'd be more willing to watch it if, yeah, okay, Trevor Gallant's not a good example, but somebody else who's trying to improve their draft status, Kellen Mond or somebody like that. You wouldn't be more interested in watching it? Well, you wouldn't.
listen, there's some of these guys, I don't even want to watch them play college football.
No, but there's some guys that would be much more interesting to watch. So I like the idea. I wonder if logistically you could pull that off in a couple of months, basically. Because they still have to go through, and now you've got to figure out, okay, can we rehire these coaches? Who are we bringing back to the company? Right. We're going to put money into that. All of that has to happen before you could do something like that. But I don't think it's the worst idea. And because it's Florio, it hurts my soul to have to say I think he has a good idea. But it's a good idea.
Okay. I think it's an okay idea. I think it's a good idea. It's one of those things that when you write it down on paper, you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I don't know if it's realistic, though.
I think it's realistic. I don't think it's that hard to do at all. They've already said they have an advantage in that they can play in a bubble with eight teams. And
they basically had a bubble for training camp down here.
Yeah.
Right. But now you're talking about like the cost to keep these players and test them every day and things like that. That's a ridiculous cost. Like the cost to keep all the players in house, feed them all, and test them daily.
They're not going to test them daily. I mean, that's something the NFL's doing. There's no way they're testing these guys daily.
Are you really in a bubble then?
Testing daily.
Yeah, you are. If you're not going anywhere, that's still a bubble. And getting tested once a week is still a hell of a lot more than normal people. So, somebody, the problem with the Hilton is there no way. I was using the Hilton as an example. Come on, guys. There's gyms all over the place that those guys could use. And Tyler's right. They did the training camps here in one place. Now, I'm not saying do it here. I'd love to have the NFL bubble here. I don't know about the XFL bubble. So, yeah. I don't think you guys are considering everything in this. I mean, they're going to put money into it, obviously. And they got it on the cheap. And they've already said they can do it. So, why not now instead of waiting until the spring? So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You guys are just all negative. You don't want anything.
No, I just don't. Now, look, it doesn't seem realistic to me. That's all.
But I don't think college football is realistic.
Right no, now, it's not.
Which, you know, I'm trying. I'm trying to be positive about it. Trying to get you guys more football. And this is a thanks I get.
I'm sorry.
Bite me.
I mean, I could just say, oh, that's a great idea, Fred, and then not believe it at all.
No, but I think it's if they're planning to do a season. And they're also prepared to do a bubble, and they're waiting for the spring.
I don't even know if they're that prepared to do a bubble. If you take them at their word, they don't have a commissioner, they don't have coach, they don't have anything. So it's easy to sit around and go, yeah, we'll do it in a bubble. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't know what they've got.
Well, that's part of
they've already lost half their players.
Well, I know that, but again, you'd be bringing in college players who can't play this year.
They've lost a lot of their front office,
Well, and that's all that to me is the holdup. Do you bring back June Jones to coach the Roughnecks? Do you bring back Bob Stoops when you didn't pay those guys? Are they willing to come back? Do you get Oliver Luck back involved? Is he going to be willing to do it? Those are all the questions that have to be answered first. But, I mean, the people who own it, yeah, I'm going to take them at their word that they're prepared to do that if they need to. So if you're prepared to do it in the spring, why not in the fall? Because if there's college football in the spring, guess what? You're going to be useless.
Yeah.
And so I think it makes some sense. I don't know if logistically they can pull it together in time would be my question. But we'll see. Ian Rappaport saying Lamar Miller expected to sign with the Patriots on a 1-year deal.
Cool. Good luck with that.
Yeah, he's wonderful. So
that's a football player. That's all I got to say about that. He's a football player.
Okay.
Sports match player.
We've got a little. Well. We'll talk to the Twitchers about their little battle with the text line, guys.
Oh, is that going on?
Apparently.
I didn't realize that.
All right, quick break.
I don't like it. I don't like crime. Listener on listener crime.
I don't either.
I want us all to be friends around here.
All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I think the big question is, are you going to be able to have an NFL season? I think you've got a better shot at that than you do college football. But if you had to predict today, are the Texans playing in Kansas City 4 weeks from Thursday?
I don't think so.
I kind of feel like a month delay even might benefit everybody. Although it doesn't appear that this thing's going away. Remember when the heat was supposed to kill it?
Right. Well, yeah.
Because I walked outside today thinking, you know what?
It was going to be gone?
Well,
that's not happened yet.
I'm going to look at the sun. It's 105 degrees out here, and the sun will derona me.
It hasn't happened yet.
Well, I mean, I don't have the rona. But everybody else does, and yeah, I don't know, man.
Did I tell you I finally got my results back for my antibodies test?
No,
I've not had the rona.
Oh,
not had the rona.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that because I'm pretty sure I already have. But then if I get the I haven't had the rona thing, like you did, then I might never come out of the house again. So, I don't know, man. There's some good news on that front, though. I mean, apparently, Methodist Hospitals found something that really helps with severe cases, like that's been doing a real good job of curing people.
I mean, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, of course, get it and then get really sick.
Well, I don't want that.
No, but
I don't want a severe case, please.
So there's that. I keep looking for positive stories every day because That's all we get hit with is the negative of the Rona, right?
That's because there's not a lot of positive about the Rona.
I know that. I know that. You know what, though? I tell you what. Here's some positives.
Okay. We're not dead.
Well, that's a good one, right?
Right.
You know what? A lot less pollution in the world right now.
Okay.
That's a plus, right? It's good for the animals.
Okay. This seems like one of the times I would trade. I'd prefer a little more pollution.
Less traffic.
You know, although today wasn't great.
No, but the problem is people are still driving like idiots. That, you know, that's all I got. I mean, I'm trying here. I'm trying.
Good job. Good effort. It's just a
it's a fail. All right. I'm sorry.
It's a tough sell right now.
I know.
There's more Karens exposing themselves.
Boy, that is a fact, and that is fun. I enjoy that myself. But would you trade not having the Rona? I think I would rather just not have the Rona.
Yeah, because they're just going to – Karen's going to Karen.
Karen going to Karen. So Rona or not, they'll come back. Exactly.
They'll be there.
Oh, they'll have something else to care about.
Yeah, they'll just be something else. It won't be about masks. They won't be coughing on people in parking lots and
– Did you see that bike rally in South Dakota? They drew like 250,000 people.
No. Yeah. Is it Sturgis?
It was.
Yeah.
I can't believe that went on.
Well, not only that, they had concerts. Did you see pictures from Smash Mouth?
Wait, Smash Mouth played Sturgis?
Yes.
Smash Mouth played
Reverend
Trump. Or not Trump. Trapped. They're huge Trump supporters.
Is Smash Mouth huge Trump supporters?
I don't think. Maybe they're huge in the biker community that I was not aware of.
That's news to me. I'll be honest. Smash Mouth? There must just be slim pickings this year, is my guess.
Reverend Horton Smash Heat was Mouth. There. Oof. Yeah. Can you imagine risking your life for Smash Mouth?
Can you imagine riding your Harley all the way to Sturgis and then they're like, hey, now you're an all star? That's tough.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to go to this concert without a mask. And then in 3 weeks when I'm in the ICU, it's going to be.
That's the other thing. I'm not risking my long term health on Smash Mouth. You've got to give me something better.
Reverend Horton Heat?
No. Sorry.
Trapped?
Definitely not.
Aren't Trapped and Stained the same band, basically?
I don't think so. I think the guy from Stained is actually a pretty decent singer on the side.
Yeah, he's got a fairly popular country act.
And I think
Stained is actually starting to get back together, too. From what I've heard.
I think Stained has had much more commercial success than Trapped.
Yeah.
And I think Trapped had one song called Headstrong.
Yeah.
I don't know that they have another real hit song.
I remember having that album.
This is where we have to go to the Spotify to see how many downloads songs.
Right now.
that's become a useful thing for us.
And at least like Stained, whenever they first started, they were actually pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Trapped, not so much.
No.
Okay, Trapped has the number one most played song. You want to take a guess?
Headstrong.
Yeah. 212, almost 213 million streams on Spotify.
What's next?
Is
there a pretty big gap?
Yeah, about 200 million.
Oh, boy. Okay. What's their next biggest hit?
There's a song called Echo. Well, that one's 13.5 million. And another song called Bring It, which is 15 million.
Do you think you've heard any of those songs?
Because this Echo song is on the same album as Headstrong, I know I've heard it, but I can't.
You don't know the words.
Yeah, I can't tell you what it sounds like. I'll play it right now.
I'll play it
going out.
Okay.
No, let's play it right now. Right now.
Yeah. Okay. My eyes, let the whole you've probably heard that. I've heard this song.
I don't know.
I recognize it.
What I can tell you is it's not good. Yeah. I can already tell by, like, if I rode to Sturgis and this is what they were playing, I'd be pissed.
With no mask.
Yeah.
Anybody next to me. Yeah.
I wasted 20 grand on a Harley for this.
Yeah. Well, I think most of the people who go to Sturgis already had a Harley before Sturgis started.
Yeah.
Some of them, probably.
I mean, that'd be a pretty big investment just to go see Trapped and Smash Mouth.
Well, I mean, at one point, they bought a Harley. And then they decided, I'm going to go to Sturgis with that.
But do you think they went to? Do you think they got the Harley so they could go to Sturgis and see Smash Mouth?
Probably not. No.
Okay, man. That's what I'm saying. I don't think so.
Okay. No, are we? You want to go through these Stain numbers?
No. Oh, Stain has a bunch of big hits.
The most streamed popular song. It's been a while. Yeah. 144 million
outside.
Mud outside shovel. 70 million. Right mud here. Shovel 60 million. So Far Away 76 million.
Yep.
And then Right Here, yeah. which is 38 million. So I mean, they're
a different level of band. They've, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're great, but they've got a lot of hit songs, especially relative to Trapped. They're not even in the same. They're not in the same fame stratosphere, I don't think.
Yeah, Trump. Or I keep saying that because the guy's a huge Trump supporter on Twitter. But Trapped is.
He should change the name of the band to Trumped.
Definitely more one hit wonder.
Pretty big hit though.
It's not, I mean, it was only a hit because it sounded like every other song at the time that it came out.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing special about that song. It just sounds like every other song that came out during that era of music. It wasn't good. It was just, it sounded like it.
Yeah, but you got even credit for one big hit.
I give them a little bit of credit for that hit.
Yeah, you don't have to like them. It's okay. But. They were one hit wonder.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that I don't really like them. I'm just saying.
I don't know, but there's no reason to take away their one hit.
I'm not taking away their stupid one hit. They've got their hit. I'm just saying. That's about it.
Oh, God. 7-1.
It ain't that great of a song.
No, it's not. I mean, it's okay. It's a good workout song, but is it something I'm going to go download tomorrow? Nah.
No, because you've already obviously got it downloaded.
I don't know if I do or not. I'd actually have to go look. I would say it's probably 50-50.
50-50
because,
for sure.
Because I did download all those songs from that era that sounded exactly the same. Like them and
that gets
Mac
you pumped
and,
up.
Yeah, they're good for workouts. So I probably have that song. In fact, I'll check it when we go to break.
I like to listen to Aaron Lewis's country songs for when I'm working out. That's what gets me pumped up.
That would not do it for me.
No?
No.
No, me neither. I've made that up.
There is.
It's very depressing.
There's absolutely no. There's not an act alive right now that I would go stand in a crowd to see.
Oh, no. No, for sure not.
And I mean, I love live music, but especially if you're going to go to a place where people are just not going to wear masks.
You don't think at Sturgis they're not all wearing masks and following proper social distancing procedures?
Well, now all I know is from pictures I saw on like Twitter that had no masks. But you know, sometimes people are just, they'll pick the one group out that doesn't and make it look like nobody has them. So I don't know, but I'm
gonna go with biker guy least likely to follow those rules.
I don't know. I know some smart biker guys.
I mean, I know smart biker guys too, but I don't think biker guys like to be told you got to wear a mask. I mean, they're like, no, I ain't wearing no mask. Biker guys are men's men.
Rogue ass Fred, any dead act you would risk the Rona to see? Okay, here's one for you. If you could dig up Freddie Mercury one more time, now I'd have to wear a mask, but I would go see Freddie Mercury again. That's still one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
If I told you you could see Freddie Mercury again, but you had to make out with him, would you do it?
Yeah, probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
What, this number from Chula Vista, California is calling me for the third time.
Is there a Chula Vista radio station that needs a program director?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been getting one from Rio Grande City. What the hell is that?
I don't know what happened. And I've been getting, at least AT&T is now like marking them as spam.
Yeah, this one's not marked as spam.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been
getting
a lot of these that aren't marked as spam, and I've noticed the last few weeks the spam and telemarketers are back. So
they did take a while off. They were out for the Rona.
Yeah. Which, okay. Another positive.
Every time you get one that's not like marked on there, I think it's like donotcall.gov. It's kind of a pain in the ass to go in and
that's a lot of work for me.
Put the number in, like input the number and do it every time, but eventually like it will
eventually
stop
we'll,
all that.
Eventually stuff. All the numbers will be gone and they'll run out.
There's a lot of numbers though. I don't know if
yeah, you know, I've heard that about that. Numbers. There's a lot of them.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. We're going to take a break. A32 Mercury's immune system wasn't that great. I'm sure he'd skip that show. Now, well, if we're bringing him back to life, he's got to have a clean bill of health, right? You're not going to come back half dead.
Not half dead, but for sure still has AIDS.
No. When you come back to life, it's like a clean slate.
I don't think so. There's no cure for AIDS.
No, but they got it under control now. He'll be fine. All right. I don't know. Magic Johnson's cured.
Like there's any real discussion to be had here.
Well, yeah. How are you going to bring him back to life? Yeah. Are you going to put him back in, like, are you going to put him in the pet cemetery? And then he's going to come back and be an a-hole.
Right. We don't want pet cemetery, Freddie Mercury. Ancient astronaut theorist suggests that there are aliens on the planet that can do that.
Okay.
I'm just making that up. Well, quick break.
It's better than us.
ESPN 97.5. Could fool me.
Do you ever wonder what ESPN 97.5 hosts talk about during the breaks? Well, now we have your answer.
I don't know why you got to do it with the FM. All you got to do is say earmuffs.
Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975 for exclusive uncensored content.
Can you earmuff it for me?